This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the day. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we have been hearing a lot about this whole Harvey Weinstein business, and I've been spending a lot of time on it because I believe that it is important in an important aspect of the culture. And we're seeing a very, very interesting phenomenon where finally the New York Times is actually doing some reporting. Hollywood elites are actually coming out. Now that there is indisputable proof that this madman, this fat, disgusting, slobbering, ogre, has basically come out with this evidence, there's this evidence that he is absolutely guilty of all the rumors that have been going on for decades, that all these Hollywood elites have been keeping silent. And now, one of the ironic things about all these, about all the exposés and Ashley Judd and Meryl Streep and Glenn Close coming out with their fake crocodile tears and their anger and their upset, where were they? Where have they been? Could it be that those people have profit from this culture in Hollywood, from this casting couch culture in Hollywood? Could it be that they have profit from this culture, and now the writing is on the wall? Now they're all of a sudden, they've all of a sudden grown a conscience. They've all of a sudden grown a conscience. They are now appalled. They are now upset. Kevin Smith, who admitted to having been the first 15 years of his career were funded basically by Harvey Weinstein. Is he going to give that money back? Is he going to give all that money back? I don't really think he is going to give that money back. But the platitudes are enough. The platitudes are enough. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein has admitted himself into a rehabilitation facility. Listen, Mr. Harvey Weinstein, nothing can rehabilitate you from being an awful, terrible human being. You're going to need something more spiritual than what they're going to offer you at this sex addiction rehabilitation center, where you get to basically go and apologize, give a couple little platitudes, talk about how sorry you are, talk about how awful you feel about all the people that you've hurt, and then you go on about your business doing the exact same thing. But we're not going to forget about this. We are not going to forget about this. This is going to be in our memories for a long time because you won't let us forget. You won't stop lecturing us, Hollywood. You won't stop shoving your political agendas down our throats. And when it turns out you can't even abide, you can't even uphold your own values, your own alleged values, this is what makes people think that you're all just a bunch of disingenuous, entitled elites. Disingenuous, entitled elites. Ashley Judd, you could have come out a long time ago. You could have made this known a long time ago, but you didn't. Because it doesn't suit your political agenda. Because Harvey Weinstein is a Democrat. Harvey Weinstein is friends with Bill Clinton. Harvey Weinstein has watched movies with Bill Clinton. I wonder what kind of movies they've watched. Now, when the left basically excuses a president of the United States, a sitting president of the United States, for sexual harassment and rape allegations, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And then, of course, the evidence came out and the left didn't care. They said, oh, I don't care what he does personally in his personal life. I just care that he's a good president. Harvey Weinstein's buddy, Bill Clinton. I'm noticing a trend here. I'm noticing a trend that when it's a Democrat, that when it's a liberal who commits these heinous acts towards women and towards other people, that they get a free pass. They get a free pass. Now, is the Women's March going to lead a march on Washington to for everyone to disavow all Harvey Weinstein movies and all people who have ever worked with Harvey Weinstein? You got half of Hollywood right there. If any of these Hollywood elites who are basically pretending to be outraged at Harvey Weinstein, if any of them had a shred of integrity, if any of them had a shred of consistency, they'd go through their bank accounts, they'd go through their bank statements, and give back every penny that was given to them that was even remotely had anything to do with Harvey Weinstein. They would be boycotting his films. They would be leading marches to boycott all of their own. Their own films, probably. They'd be leading the march to boycott their own films. But the left has never really had a problem with misogyny. They never really had a problem with sexism. They don't really have a problem with this dark, macabre culture where everyone knows but nobody says. I venture to say that the only reason these Hollywood elites are even coming out in the first place is so that they can get ahead of the game, so that they can position themselves so that they aren't the ones to be boycotted, because they know. They've known about this for a long time. They've kept their mouths shut, and only now are they coming out, because Harvey Weinstein is a little less relevant than he used to be, so, I mean, it's not going to affect their career that much. But who knows, maybe their residuals will be affected if there was some mass boycott on Ashley Judd's movies. Feminists should be outraged at Ashley Judd. She knew, and she kept it quiet the whole time. But then again, like I said, leftists have never really had a problem with sexism. They've never really had a problem with outrageous rhetoric. They've never really had a problem criticizing women. As long as you're on the right, you can basically say whatever you want about someone. But if you're on the left, you get to keep all your dirty secrets. What pisses me off is that if Ashley Judd had some integrity, maybe a lot of these women never would have been harassed by that ogre Harvey Weinstein. Again, you are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. You can get me at Shaq General. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. It might be time to boycott me. Are you a proud social justice warrior? Do you believe that the so-called facts of reality are nothing more than racist, irrelevant social constructs perpetuated by white supremacy? If you answered yes to both of these questions, you must boycott the disgruntled millennial. The disgruntled millennial threatens the very existence of humanity. He espouses dangerous ideas like small government, school choice, property rights, and worst of all, he shoots guns. He's practically Hitler.
Nine.
You must act now. Conservatives are becoming more and more emboldened to make their own life decisions. We can't let that happen. So whether you're drawing on coloring books in your safe space or setting police cars on fire, always remember to hashtag boycott the DM. That's boycott the DM. Boycott the DM. Boycotts work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Jackson Radio Show.
Now, in a world where automatic self-esteem and participation trophies, toxic masculinity culture, many men are finding it harder and harder to be happy in relationships. Boys are taught that they are nothing more than broken girls who need to sit down, shut up, and do as they're told. And many women are taught that it is their job to fix them, to rid them of these natural, inborn, competitiveness and masculinity. And if you translate a lot of these lessons into adulthood, romantic and interpersonal relationships, you get a lot of emasculated men who end up sacrificing their own happiness, time, and resources to the whims of women who may be catastrophically wrong for them. Today, my guest is Dr. Sean Smith. He is the author of A Tactical Guide to Women, How Men Can Manage Risk in Dating and Marriage. I heard his interview on the Andrew Klavan show a couple days ago, and his interview hit so close to home that I immediately went and bought the book. I just finished reading it, and my head is now spinning with coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I'm 34. I'm not married. I have no kids. And let's just say the longer I wait, the harder it's going to be. So, Dr. Smith, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Brad.
Many relationships these days are shrouded with over-the-top emotions, and few couples slow down to take the time to do a more scientific approach to ensure the happiness in their lives. And a lot of them end up flying by the seat of their pants. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how you got into this field of study and why it is that it's so important that men stop and take a breath and think about where they're going in their relationships.
Well, the backstory on this book is that I've been a clinical psychologist for a little over a decade now, and working with a lot of couples and working with a lot of men, and seeing these men come through my office just over and over again, guys who had been just devastated by the wrong relationships, financially devastated, personally devastated, you know, losing access to their kids when they've been good fathers, the family court system just basically sodomizing them. And they're not all horror stories, but certainly enough of them to make me start looking for patterns and what these guys were doing and how they were bringing these, as you put it, catastrophically wrong women into their lives.
You talk about your book, in your book, you talk a little bit about the high value man, because I think one of the really great, you know, it's not like you would think, you know, the book sort of has a misleading title. I think it makes it sound very, terse, I guess you could say, like not as emotional as you would think as relationships would be. But one of the most important questions I think that you ask right off the bat is, why am I a man that deserves a good woman? How do I become that sort of man? I think you automatically sort of lead into the kind of introspection that it would take to actually get something out of this book. And then, of course, you lead into how, you know, these are qualities that you should also seek in women. But what does it mean to be a high valued man?
Well, for that definition, I turn to evolutionary psychology, which looks a lot at why women and men choose each other. And the definition that comes out of evolutionary psychology of a high-value man is, it doesn't have much to do with money, although money can be a proxy for a high-value man. It has to do with his ability to provision and his willingness to stick around. Those two words, ability and willingness. And these are the things that women are keyed into, like biologically predisposed to look for in a man. And these are good qualities to have, you know, a guy who's willing to stick around and raise children and be invested in offspring and who's able to connect and maintain that connection. And so that shows up in a lot of proxy behaviors that women look for. They look for guys who have a social network, and I'm not talking about a bunch of Facebook friends, but right, you know, actual connections to the world and a sense of humor, which speaks to intelligence. And so these basic issues that women, or basic qualities that women seek in men.
Right. So women aren't necessarily after money. They're after a man who can do, you know, money is sort of an indicator of deeper qualities that that allow a man to be more protective and that allow him to be more able to, to engage in these kinds of these things that satisfy women. It's not necessarily about the money is one of the points that you make. You also talk about masculinity. Now, these days, masculinity, the whole idea of masculinity, it's sort of a moving target. And I want to try to nail that down, because a lot these days it can be like nailing Jell-O to the wall, what it is to be masculine and what that means for relationships.
Yeah, masculinity, you know, I can answer this on two levels. I'll give you my personal answer, and then I'll give you my professional answer. My personal answer is, I'm just sick to death of watching men walk around being apologetic for being men, and I'm sick and tired of that small minority of women who demand that we stop being men, when the vast majority of women actually want us to be men, and they want to connect with men. If they wanted to date women, they'd date women. And so that's my personal answer. But the professional answer is that there's this common sense recognition that men like women and women like men, and that we're different but we're equal and we make each other better. And believe it or not, there is some research out there that's starting to back that up. Like, the researchers that are typically very socially justice oriented, there are researchers out there that are starting to catch up with the common sense, and they are starting to confirm that, hey, you know what, women actually like masculine men.
Right. It's like they want you to not be men, but then as soon as you become more feminine, they hate you. They don't respect you.
Well, I think that a fully mature woman, and any woman that's really worth connecting with romantically, appreciates masculinity. But this is a false dichotomy that I think men set up. You know, so many of our problems that we have with women, they begin and end with us because we're the ones making the choice to bring them into our lives and vice versa. You know, they're choosing us. So whatever problems they have with men begins and ends with them for the most part. But we got to take responsibility for what we're bringing into our lives. And there's a false dichotomy we set up where we think that we have to be a dick or we have to be a doormat. And those are the only two options. And that's really, women are not really looking for either one of those. They're looking for a man, typically healthy women are looking for a man who understands what his values are and is willing to defend those values. And he can be the nicest guy in the world who will get his back up when his values are challenged. And that is what, you know, healthy women are looking for. And that's what men should be looking for in women too.
I agree. Practically speaking, though, how would that manifest in a relationship? Like as something anecdotal, if you don't mind.
Sure. An anecdotal, an example would be getting straight to the relationship. Okay. So you're dating a woman and the future mother-in-law, because you're thinking about marrying this woman, starts expressing a lot of opinions about how the relationship is going and how you're going to raise your children and start sticking her nose in and being a little overly directive. And a value-driven response, a masculine response, would be to approach the woman in question and say, hey, I'm a little concerned about what your mother is doing. You know, if I'm going to be a father, I'm going to be a father, and I'm not going to be taking direction from people. I will take input, but not direction. And defending values early on about how I run my life, how I serve the people around me, and what I'm willing to defend. And so that would be an example. Sorry, let me turn that off. That would be an example of standing up for your values, knowing what they are and not backing away from them.
Right. I, in my own personal experience, I've run into that problem with in-laws where I would, you know, pretty much do exactly what you said. You know, I mean, pretty nice and easygoing, but when the back is up against the wall, you know, you have to say something. And I was met with a lot of hostility from the woman. Again, we are here with Dr. Sean Smith. He is talking to us about how men can navigate relationships and marriage and not get hosed by the system. And all it takes is just making a few good decisions with your relationships and with your life. We'll be right back with Dr. Sean Smith.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I, in my own personal experience, I've run into that problem with in-laws where I would, you know, pretty much do exactly what you said. You know, I mean, pretty nice and easygoing, but when the back is up against the wall, you know, you have to say something. And I was met with a lot of hostility from the woman. Is that a sort of signal? I mean, is that some sort of red flag, would you say? Or, I mean, of a woman who might not necessarily appreciate that kind of, you know, not non-toxic masculinity, I guess you would say, you know, regular normal masculinity.
Well, I would definitely say that's a bad sign for the relationship, because it's a woman who is going to be in conflict with you over your values. And that's a very bad way to start the relationship. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to go forward with that woman and actually create a family when I know right off the bat, she's shown me off the bat that there's going to be conflict. And this is the sort of mistake men make. They will walk into these situations ignoring those red flags.
Right. Well, I didn't ignore them. I sort of I had internalized them, and I sort of let it eat me up a little bit. I didn't walk away, but you know, it's like seeing the red flags. It's kind of hard. This is one of the reasons why I had to read the book right away. It's because I'm really, really in tune and sensitive to all these things. But it's just finding the courage to do what's right for me is where I sort of lapse a little bit, but I recognize it, and then it just ends up eating me up inside. And one of the things you also talk about in your book is that there's a lot of misconceptions about men, that men aren't skilled at relationships, that men are not great communicators, that men are just competitive, and they're not good at relationships. I've seen that manifest in my relationships as well. You know, just this sort of blanket idea that, oh, you're not communicating well, and it sort of has to do with the fact that I'm not communicating well because I can't, because I'm a man.
Right. And women will sometimes play this card. And my profession really buys into this idea. And my profession is not, you know, the clinicians who are on the front line aren't hostile toward men. I don't think I've met very few people out of academia who are hostile toward men. Now, in academia, it's a different story. But out here in the real world, there still remains this bias that women are the ones who know how to communicate. They're more nurturing. And women do know how to communicate very well in certain ways, but men also know how to communicate very well in certain ways. For example, some research that came out a few years ago looked at the effect of testosterone when men are doing something as a team, and raising a barn, or they're fighting with a platoon, or whatever they're doing, and that there's a lot of, there are some pheromones in our sweat that gets us communicating well and gets us on the same team and actually creates this bond. And men can do a sort of nonverbal communication and have an intimacy that women can't even approach in certain situations. And so it's really important to find a woman who understands that the communication from the genders is equal but different, and that men bring something to the table too.
Right. And I think in a lot of ways, modern men have been steered away from this kind of idea with participation trophies. There's no winners, no losers. Everyone is the same. And then you have that Stuart Smalley thing. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, people like me. And in the end, it explains, you know, this could explain why modern men seem to be so emasculated and anti-male themselves, and it could explain also why they sort of succumb to a lot of these pressures to get into these toxic relationships. These days women have the advantage, and at the end of the day, a lot of men can end up feeling defeated with the way things are sort of in the culture.
Yeah, and part of it is, you mentioned earlier when you were talking about this early values conflict that you had with a woman and how you were tormented by that. You didn't follow through. I'm glad you didn't, but that it sort of ate at you. And I'm not going to speak for you. You tell me if this fits for you, that as men, we are taught that we are here to serve society and to serve women. And I don't have a problem with that role. I like that role, but it puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage when we're told that we're wrong, because if we have this motive to please and to serve, then we can internalize a lot of stuff that we shouldn't be internalizing, and we can sacrifice our values and our goals and our purpose on the planet.
Yeah, that's basically what it's come down to. And honestly, like, you know, your book was illuminating, but at the same time, what it did was sort of showed me a lot of things that I already knew and recognized in past relationships, because I have a history for basically, you know, picking the kind of women that you would say are not good for me, I guess you could say, to put it mildly. We're talking personality stuff, personality disorders. We're talking about narcissistic disorders. And I'm not going to diagnose anyone. I'm not going to be like that lady who tried to diagnose the president without even meeting with him. But after reading your book, it was really hard to ignore that, you know, that I did try my hardest to communicate with people who were impossible to communicate with because they lacked introspection. They lacked the skill to turn their emotions inwards and to analyze their own self. And I found that as I've been doing that since I was a child. And when you meet with someone, you get with someone, and you fall in love with someone who doesn't do that, it makes everything that much harder and that much more toxic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know what your history is, but I would guess that there was, at some point, there was some training, whether it was intentional or not, that taught you this is how relationships work. And so most of us, if we don't really do some introspection, then we go out into the world and we repeat what we were shown. And if we were shown good things, then we lucked out. But if we were shown bad things and we're not careful, then we repeat those bad things and those unproductive relationships.
All right. Well, my father died when I was young from hemophilia-related AIDS. So, I mean, I don't want this to turn into like, we can psychoanalyze me if you want to. But, you know, my father died when I was a kid, and my mom had two boyfriends growing up. Neither of them wanted kids. Neither of them cared about having kids or were proactive in any way at all. I'm not blaming her for that. But, you know, I mean, there are things that have happened to me where I might have sort of internalized the woman-centric. My mom was the one who was taking care of us our whole lives, and I never really had like a strong male figure to show me about, you know, certain things. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, I mean, you can't blame anyone. He died from AIDS. It's not like I can blame my mom for like leaving a good man or whatever. But, you know, I mean, of course it's had its residual effects. And that's one of the reasons why I've taken it to be such an important thing to always look inwards, see how it is that I'm trying to, how it is that I am contributing to whatever discomfort or negative situation that I'm having. But it has definitely affected my relationships, in the end. And I end up picking these girls who have these negative qualities, and I, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't want to be a fixer, but I end up being sort of a fixer.
Yeah, in the book, I spend about the first third of the book with some pretty heavy introspection and asking guys to size themselves up the way you sized yourself up and what are your motivations. And then I spend about two-thirds of the book on bare minimum job requirements for any woman that you're going to bring into your life. Because when you bring a woman into your life, you're bringing all of her best qualities and all of her worst qualities. So you want to have more of the best qualities and less of the worst qualities. But yeah, what can I tell you about that? Where do you want to start?
Let's talk about some of the basic positive qualities in women that you would say are sort of non-negotiable, and then we can dive into some of the extra, you know, some of the toxic stuff that, you know, are sort of non-negotiable negatives, I guess you could say, some of the deal breakers.
Yeah, and I don't, in the book, I'll say that I don't talk about who's going to be a good fit for you, because in the first part of the book, I ask you to look at your values and really nail those values down so that you know what's good for you. But then getting into like the second or the last two thirds of the book, the basic bare requirements, emotional skills that anyone should have, but I've broken it more down toward women, is clarity, maturity, and stability. If you can remember those three things as you're starting to date a woman, clarity being things like how well does she carry herself in relationships, and how well does she communicate? Going back to that communication issue, you know, women tend to be very good with words, more so than men, but just because she's a good communicator when the sky is blue doesn't mean that those skills are going to hold when you're going through some kind of challenge in life. So making sure that she has the skills when things are difficult, knowing that she's not going to check out when things are difficult, knowing that she is assertive is very important. That if a woman's going to be in a relationship with a guy, she needs to be assertive about what she wants and what she needs, because if she's not assertive, then that's a setup for both of you to have serious problems down the road. And then maturity, basic coping skills, and these are things that you can look for over time. And I'm a big advocate of dating women for a fairly lengthy period of time. You know, in the pickup artist community, there's this idea of shit testing a woman to see how she'll respond. But I find that manipulative. You don't have to shit test a woman, because life is going to shit test her. And then you can see how she responds. You can see how she responds to the situation, how she responds to having you by her side. And you can get a sense of what her coping skills are. And I outline some of the basic coping skills like resilience and internalizing responsibility and taking care of herself. And then the third leg of this triad is stability, mental stability. Basically, is she struggling with mental health issues? And if she's struggling with mental health issues, that's not necessarily a bad sign. The bad sign is if she has something like depression, anxiety, substance abuse, personality disorders, and she refuses to get treatment for them, because that's only going to get worse. And so these are like the basic. Don't even date somebody who hasn't developed these skills yet.
Right. And this is a triad. In other words, you can't, none of them, the structure won't stand without at least all three of the legs standing.
Again, we are here with Dr. Sean Smith. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk about personality disorders.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, I've worked with a lot of couples and a lot of guys. I see a lot of relationships from the inside, and no, yeah, you got to have at least see three things.
All right, well then let's dive a little bit into clarity, maturity, and stability, because I want to know anecdotally what kind of things, like what kind of examples can I see in a relationship for, you know, if she does this and then I say this, and how does the situation go where I can zero in on these qualities and say, okay, she embodies this or she lacks this?
The ability to just work through a problem. When couples come to me and they're dealing with whatever problem it is, they're fighting over the dog, or they're fighting over the in-laws, or they're fighting over someone had an affair, whatever it is, I'm really more concerned with how they're talking about it. And so one of the biggest things is when you get into an argument with this woman, how does the argument go? Is it short, brief, and productive, or does it go on? And does it never end? Is she bringing in everything that's ever happened? Just that ability to stay focused on the issue and try to seek a solution.
Okay. Yeah. In my past, I've been in situations where, there's no clarity. It becomes just a big show. You know, right. you try to approach a situation with, you know, upfront, direct, nothing attacking. No, you're a bad person because of this. Just, I would appreciate it if we would do this, or if you would do this, or if you not do this. Nothing goes further than that until it gets to the other person's ears, and then it becomes, you hate me, I'm a bad person, and you're wrong. It's actually you that's the aggressor in this case, and I can't believe you're saying these things to me.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to be mindful that women, us men need to be mindful that women communicate a little differently. They see things differently. In general, we tend to focus on the here and now and getting toward a solution. And in general, they tend to focus more on themes. And one of the big complaints men have about women is that if she's mad at me about this one thing, then she brings up all these other seemingly unrelated issues from the past. And it's not necessarily that women are always trying to be punish us or be manipulative. It's that they're seeing a larger theme that needs to be solved, whereas we're seeing a discrete incident that needs to be solved. And so if a man and a woman can get that we're coming from these different perspectives, then it works out fine.
I will be honest, it's possible that because I was raised by my mom in this way, but I'm also very theme oriented too. So yeah. that could be a reason, but at the same time, I can also zero in on a specific circumstance, get into the mud, get into the nitty gritty of a circumstance, and decide, okay, where did we just go wrong? You know, figure that out. To me, that is a good part. To me, that is an important part of clarity and, you know, making sure that fights end productively. Is there anything else about that you want to add before going on to maturity?
About clarity. I think I already talked about, well, there's one quality that I really haven't talked about that's really important, and that's inquisitiveness. And this falls under the heading of clarity and communication is she inquisitive? So if you come to her with a complaint or she's angry about something, does she jump to conclusions and respond to what's going on in her head and the story that her head is telling her? Because we all have that. Or does she focus her attention outward onto the situation and onto you and asking honest, curious questions about what's going on with you and what's going on with the situation? So is she attending to reality, or is she attending to the story in her head? This is a very important thing to look for.
Absolutely. I'm going to need to hire you after we're done with this. All right, maturity. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that is a big one. I'm really glad we're going into the weeds on this, because this triad, it's not going to stand without each of these. So let's talk about maturity.
Maturity. Probably one of the most important characteristics for a man to look for in a woman, and vice versa. You know, this applies equally well to women, is an internal sense of control over the world, internalizing responsibility, versus a person who is always a victim of what's going on. The fault is always somebody else's. You know, if you've dated somebody who every boss they've had has been a jerk, well, they're probably not a very good employee, but they're not seeing it. Or every landlord they've had has ripped them off. Well, they probably have ripped off their landlord, but they're not seeing it. And here's a really big red flag. If you're dating somebody and every one of their previous boyfriends or husbands fell from grace and became the bad guy, well, guess what's going to happen to you? That's what's in your future. So finding somebody who can internalize responsibility for what's happening in their life and where they're headed and not shift the blame outward.
Yeah, I've definitely been in that circumstance too, where, you know, you are on this pedestal, they love you, they want to spend the rest of their lives with you, and then the next second something, you know, but when they talk about other people, it's like, oh, that person's such a piece of shit, that person's a piece of shit, my mom's a piece of shit, my dad's a piece of shit, everybody's a piece of shit, and they project all their feelings, and I swear, I mean, this is one of those moments when I was reading your book that I was like, I had this feeling like 10 years ago when I was in this really terrible, terrible relationship, and if I had just acknowledged it, you know, then I would have saved me a lot of heartache where, you know, literally from one day to the next, I became the enemy, the bad person. And to fall from grace like that, it's like when someone puts you up on a pedestal, it's a tough fall. And, you know, a lot of times, look, men are emotional too. These things affect us as well. And if I had stayed with that woman, it would have been a nightmare. It would have been hellish. My mom says I dodged a bullet with that one.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. And you know, that sounds like, you know, I'm not gonna diagnose somebody from afar. So I don't know the woman. Don't know what her story was. But when you get that sense that you are being idealized beyond what you would expect in the honeymoon phase, and you're always going to be idealized in the honeymoon phase, but when it feels a little excessive to you, and you feel like, oh my God, there's only one way to go, and it's down.
Yeah.
And you get that sense that one minute you're the good guy, the next minute you're the bad guy, and there's not much gray area, or the people in her life are all good guys or bad guys, and she's not viewing people as a mix of qualities and complex individuals, then you got to start wondering a little bit about just some basic characterological features.
I agree 100%, and it's one of those things that's hard to get away from, especially as a man. We like to have our ego stroked. So when someone tells you, I love you, I've never loved anybody like you before, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life, and blah, 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 the whole entire bit, and you just had one date or two dates, then, you know, anyway, I totally understand what you're saying, and it has been alarming in the past when that kind of stuff has happened. But guys will be guys, I guess, and this is exactly why we're here, so we can figure out exactly what to do when these things happen. Let's talk a little bit about stability.
In the book, I have a basic little primer on personality disorders and depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and unresolved emotional injury. And the reason I talk about this is that anybody who's going to go out into the dating arena needs to have some basic knowledge about mental health. And this isn't about diagnosing anybody, and this isn't about treating anybody, because it's not your business to diagnose or to treat anybody, but not you personally. But, you know, if you're out dating somebody, it's really... it's just not productive to diagnose and treat. But having some basic understanding of what to look for with things like depression and anxiety, because they're out there. And the reason men need to be particularly mindful of this is because men and women do depression and anxiety slightly different on average. We show different signs when we're depressed, and so we don't always recognize it in the other gender. They don't recognize it in us, and we don't recognize it in them. So it's really important to know what to look for. And knowing what kind of questions to ask when you're dating somebody, just like I'm a big advocate that women should be inquisitive about men. Well, we need to be inquisitive too. We need to ask questions like, so what was it growing up around your house? What was that like? And how are your parents and what's going on there? And being very inquisitive about her history and her state of mental health and how she handles things, so that if there's something, there's a red flag, then you can follow up and ask, well, are you getting some help with this?
Right. I definitely want to dive deep into that, because that's actually one of the things I've been saving. It's a very fascinating subject to me, borderline personality, histrionic personality, depression, anxiety. So that's some of the stuff I've suffered with. Some of the stuff, it's, you know, short of being a psychiatrist or a psychologist, it's like I'm looking at it in black and white. You know, when you look at the symptoms and the effects of these disorders, you know, in some ways, being in an interpersonal relationship and seeing the day-to-day functions of people, you're even more, I mean, if you're keen, then you can be even more, you can have even more insight than probably even a doctor. Though I wouldn't try to diagnose, I would definitely send someone to a doctor, but being aware of that kind of stuff is really important. But first, let's talk a little bit about some of the negative qualities that you should just look out for right away, that people are sort of, you know, that people can be blinded to by the hormones in the beginning of a relationship, and then tie you down and lock you into a relationship that is going to cause unhappiness. Again, we are here with Dr. Sean Smith, the writer of A Tactical Guide to Women. We are going to talk some more with him, because this, let's face it, this is some very, very fascinating stuff. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in Northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And after we're done with this interview with Dr. Sean Smith, I'm going to be free from bad relationships. We'll be right back. You're definitely going to want to stay tuned for more. Get me at Shaq General on Twitter.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.